This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Australia and Canada are now the front lines. Big news on that next segment. But here's the latest Greg Reese report.
Men and women of the Australian Defence Force, both serving and retired, volunteers or national servicemen and women, veterans all, we are at a point in history without precedent, a war for the world. Now, many of you know that truly malevolent forces have been attacking and undermining our nation for longer than most of us have lived. They, our adversaries, have executed their monstrous plans against innocent men, women and children. They fight with a pre-biblical barbarity, without decency and without constraint. They fight without courage and without compassion. Their war against the people is undeclared total war. It has been a traitor's war, a dirty war, a coward's war. We know only too well that unless we halt and then reverse this unrelenting attack on every aspect of our lives, we will lose everything we love and enter a period of civilizational darkness more depraved than any period in human history. We must act. However, this is not a call to arms. Our soulless adversaries and their mindless enablers would like nothing better than for a shot to be fired, because to do so would legitimise in the minds of many somnambulant Australians further unconstitutional and unlawful constraints on our rights to our lives, our liberty and our property. We will not give them that excuse. We know we never fight on ground of the enemy's choosing. We must fight, but in doing so we must win the people. At every opportunity, we must stand with the people, unarmed but in uniform. Our weapon, pure courage. We took an oath to serve our nation, and what is our nation if not the people? By our presence in uniform, alongside and with the people, we are sending a powerful, unambiguous and galvanizing message that in this war for the world, we the people are united and invincible. We must demonstrate the pure courage born of love of family and love of country that beats in the heart of every soldier, sailor and airman. Because what is courage but love in action? And if you love someone or something enough, you will do what must be done, regardless of the cost to you. Perhaps we will lose our property. If so, what of it? We can always acquire more. Perhaps we will lose our liberty. If so, what of it? We can eventually be set free. Perhaps we will lose our lives. If so, what of it? There are destinies much worse than death. These sentiments are too much for most to understand, much less accept. And that is all the more reason for us, for you, to stand with the people. Now, you might be challenged to explain why you chose such a course of action. The answer is simple. You will be doing what military law, civilian law, and just plain common decency require and demand. You are disobeying the unlawful commands given by the admirals, generals and air marshals of the Australian Defence Force to participate in the genocide of the Australian people. They are guilty and you will be innocent. The oath to serve your country as a soldier did not include a contract for the normal luxuries and comforts enjoyed within our society. On the contrary, it implied hardship, loyalty and devotion to duty regardless of rank. Ladies and gentlemen of the Australian Defence Force, it is time for you to serve not the admirals, not the generals and not the air marshals, but to endure hardship, show loyalty and do your duty for your country and your people. And remember that, in the words of G.K. Chesterton, we fight not because we hate what is in front of us, but because we love what is behind us. I'm Ricardo Bozzi, National Leader of Australia One. Thank you.
And that's the former head of Australian Army Special Forces. And he needs to be the next Prime Minister of Australia.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to take you all up above the mountain, the 35,000 foot view and beyond. And when I tell you what I see, you don't have to believe Alexander Emmerich Jones. You will be given the places to look and see it for yourself. You see, I'm not seeing for you. I'm simply taking you up to the mountain and asking you to see it for yourself. I could sit here and talk about all this incredible news, and I will next segment. But what's really hiding in plain view? Because if you understand this, you'll understand everything, as I've said many times. There are certain issues, there are certain things that if people understand it, they'll understand everything. If you can grasp this, you can grasp it all. But it is multifaceted. It is complex. But once you grasp it, it's incredibly simple. Remember that Rasmussen poll 3 weeks ago? 48% of Democrats said they want to put people in camps that don't take the vaccine. 50+% said take people's children away if they don't give it to them. It's not even approved in little children. Yeah, there's the headline. Democrat voters support harsh measures against the unvaccinated. Now, think about that. So very powerful polls, big sampling group, very scientific. In the next segment, I've got one of the little teleprompter reading Democrats up there talking about how they're all in fear of Republican martial law and Republicans coming to put them in camps. Total projection, which is their new talking point. Just like Pfizer and Bill Gates and Trudeau and all of them are saying this week, last week, love. Take the Pfizer shots and don't question side effects. Be tough and do it for love. What, love of money? Love of depopulation? Love of power? Love of death? As Christ said, all those that hate me love death. So we got that big backdrop there. Just remember that. And then let's add this one thing to it. Because there are at least a dozen Manhattan Project level operations that are on record going on. Human animal cloning projects, secret space programs, human cyborg programs. The list goes on and on. But what's the big one that's hiding in plain view? What's the big one? It's geoengineering. In 1992, a group of scientists won a Nobel Prize for a plan to spray aluminum dioxide and barium salts and also radioactive isotopes. They form really big nuclei, form clouds, into the atmosphere at 30 to 35,000 feet to form a shield to block solar radiation to stop global warming. Really, it's just an excuse and a cover for weather modification and geoengineering and terraforming on the planet. And the chemicals they spray on record have made the soils of the world where this is being done, mainly in the northern hemisphere, ungrowable. That's why the plants are dying, the trees are dying, the bees are dying. I mean, you know the number one supplier of honey in the world now is Cuba. They don't let the chemtrails happen in Cuba. So they're spraying aluminum that then gets to the, oh, but don't worry, Monsanto's got over 200 seeds already patented that can grow in aluminum. See, and that's old news, folks. We need to get Dane Whittington back on the show. Real trailblazer. But here's the point. Just like it's on record that there's a law to put a kill switch and a tracker chip in all the new cars that Biden just passed last year, you tell the average person that, you know, at church, they roll their eyes, even though it's the law. And even though it's on record that 5G causes massive cancer, they just say, so what? But now Bill Gates has come out again. And imagine if they said the Russians wanted to do this, or imagine if they said Trump wanted to do this. Everybody would say no, but oh, because it's Bill Gates who says he literally wants to depopulate you. Well, then, oh my God, you said you want to have death panels and kill old people. Well, I really want you to, quote, release a chemical cloud on the world. He also has a plan to block out the sun. Now, remember, these are all projects going on. Department of Energy, last time we got documents, they're spending $5 billion a year to add barium salts and aluminum dioxide and radioactive isotopes to kerosene jet fuel that is then aerosolized under patents through the jet engines. Yes, we know there's condensation trails. Yes, we know ice crystals form. And I watched them when I was a kid and before 1992 when it all started, when operational 94. They would fly and it was cold weather. It would form crystals and they would dissipate. They don't dissipate now. They get bigger and bigger and form cloud banks. And the governments of the world have a treaty and at the UN and they admit they're doing it. And then when I get up here and say, hey, we should have a debate about this, they go, oh, that doesn't exist. It's kind of like, you know, Soros is in Reuters bragging 4 years ago, hey, I get State Department money to pay for billions of dollars of debit cards to ship illegal aliens into the U.S. We cover it. The news says it doesn't exist. It's the same thing. So they'll tell you, hey, we're geoengineering, we're controlling the weather, it's for your own good, it's a wonderful thing, we're spraying this stuff, and then mainline scientists go, that's killing the soil. It's killing the trees. They just go, we're not doing that, it doesn't exist. Hey, you just had a big conference on C-SPAN. You just had the CIA director admit it. They're like, no, we didn't. They're like, yeah, we did. Oh, really? Fact checkers say it doesn't exist. And then the fact checker group is NewsGuard, owned by Microsoft. So they're up there saying, we're going to sterilize your sons, we're going to have drag queen story time, we're going to open the borders, we're going to devalue your currency, build back better, $5+ trillion. And then they say, oh, a Nobel Prize winner says this won't cause inflation. And then Psaki tells you there is no inflation. So, again, do you think the only secret program that's not even secret is the geoengineering weather modification? No. And again, I want to explain something. If you really read the globalist writings that are public, they say they've not made contact with aliens. They say they are going to become an alien species that is a transcendent, that then is distributed into all living things as a dust. They said that 20 years ago. They made the Johnny Depp movie Transcendence about that. Now, whether they're going to be able to carry this out or not, the point is these crazy people are doing this. And for the crime of talking about what they're doing, and I'll show the clips next segment, I've got to be taken off the air and deplatformed and sued and debanked and arrested because they don't want you to wake up and go, hey, the NFL game doesn't matter. Even though it's fun to watch, I get it. For the baseball game doesn't matter or whatever, because we're going to lose all of that if we don't start studying not Tom Brady's NFL scores, but what's actually going on and what's happening. Because here's the new headline out of CNBC. This Bill Gates-funded chemical cloud could help stop global warming. Oh, it's a Bill Gates-funded chemical cloud. And it's sprayed through the jet fuel that they add barium salts and aluminum dioxide into the air to save us. Oh, my gosh. It's exactly what I said 20-plus years ago. Because we had the patents then. We had the whistleblowers then. We had them all then. And it gets worse. I knew an engineer. I actually knew two engineers. They told me in the mid-1990s, I thought they were crazy, even though they were very wealthy people and successful, that Doppler radar being funded by the feds to be put in was designed to resonate with these sprays and actually ionize the atmosphere. They doubt they classified that, too. It is. You wonder, well, we got this nice Doppler radar here in town. Whoa, yeah, because it doubles as a weather modification control system. We'll talk about it when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So they treat you like children. We tell you 25 years ago about geoengineering and weather control, the Doppler radar systems and the chemtrails. They added them to the jet fuel and even satellites that can manipulate and control weather. And they tell you it doesn't exist because they don't want the small little people talking about that. You're supposed to watch your hip-hop and your rock and roll and your Hollywood crap. And while you sleep, the globalists destroy your future. Here's Sky TV talking about China publicly admitting they have Doppler radar on the ground, directed by satellites, to manipulate the, quote, rivers in the sky. That's what the jet stream is. Here it is.
But never fear. If there's one thing the Chinese communists believe in, it's absolute control over all aspects of life, including, apparently, the weather. Yes, apparently China is developing a high-tech satellite-based weather control system called River in the Sky that will allow it to move water vapor through man-made corridors in the sky. This is in addition to their cloud seeding programs that involve shooting missiles filled with salt and minerals into the sky based on an original idea by Kate Bush.
Folks, so they make jokes about all this. The point is, they don't want you discussing what's happening at the big adult table. Like at Thanksgiving, little kids are over at the card table, and the adults are over here. And see, I'm like a kid that came over to the adult table. Hey, they're talking about killing us over here. They're talking about world government. They're like, oh, no, you go back over to the kid table. No, I'm not going back over to the kid table. No, thank you. InfoWars is at the adult table. And I just want to get all of the people out there to realize you can go dial into what they're doing because they think you're so stupid. They just talk about it right in front of you like you're a moron. And I mean, are they right? Do you deserve to die? Do you deserve to be sterilized and 5G fried and all this? So this is getting into all the Chinese weather modification. So now Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate and who wants world government and who wants all these things, is all over the news with chemical clouds sprayed out of jet engines mixed with the fuel, exactly what we told you it was in the documents, to save you from the global warming, of course. And that's their cover. So let's play a clip here of John Brennan before he left the CIA 6 years ago, before Trump got in, admitting all this.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Now, what's really going on? There were a lot of wars that happened with the Greeks and later the Romans. And when an enemy really gave the Greeks or the Romans a problem, they would get, at great expense, a bunch of sea salt. And they would salt the fields so no one could grow food. The Huns and the Mongols would catapult black plague rotting bodies over the Great Wall of China to give them diseases on the side. So, you know, everything we do now is just more sophisticated of what I already had before. And that's what they're doing right now. is they're geoengineering, they're doing all this, they're manipulating, and they're playing God, and they don't want you to even have a discussion or a debate about what they're up to. I mean, we show you Department of Energy documents decades ago, how they're doing it, what's going on. So did you just catch what I said? The Romans, in their fight with Hannibal, they finally beat him. And if you go back and look, they went and salted the earth of some of the groups they defeated. Look up, salting the earth. And so now they don't put salt in the soil so you can't grow stuff. They spray aluminum in it as a cover project heard by the Department of Energy with the liberals. Global warming's real. It's a secret project. Other countries won't let us do it because of the UN treaty, 1979. So we're going to keep it secret and save the earth. They're like, yeah, we like Star Trek. Yeah, we don't tell the public. The media's got to make fun of anybody that talks about it because, you know, we don't want the public getting involved. This is too important. And then all you little Star Trek NASA people and Department of Energy people don't go, what is spraying hundreds of thousands of tons of barium salts and aluminum dioxide and radioactive isotopes mixed with jet fuel out? What does that do when it settles to the ground? Oh, that's why on average the aluminum level in the United States is 8 times what it was before the early 1990s. And starting in the 90s, there's films on this. It just, suddenly there's all this aluminum, and now your oak trees are dying, and now your crops aren't growing. How liberal, how loving, how trendy. And the insects are dying, and the birds are dying, and everything's dying. You know, we've got a ranch we've had since the 1820s in East Texas. And when I was a child, there were, it looked like the Hobbit, the Shire. Giant oak trees everywhere. I mean, some of them 10 feet around. It looked like the Hobbit. And I go there now, and they're all dead, almost all. Or they're barely alive with just a few leaves on them. These mighty oaks. And that monster is spraying them with insecticide and herbicides and just loving it. And he's bought all the farmland up, and now he's got the money. He's an owner of Monsanto, part of it. He's rolling out plants that grow in aluminum. What a jerk. But it's okay. He's liberal. And Tim Cook's gay. So what does it matter if he runs death camps in China? I mean, he wears a turtleneck. He's gay. I mean, it's all right, right? Okay. You're superior. Kill me. I love you. I mean, it's like, can we grow up and say no to these people? Can we not go along with our own annihilation and destruction by these mad scientists? Look, spend half your time watching football and half your time learning how they're killing you. Give me half your time. And I think suddenly you're not going to care about Tom Brady anymore. And I'm not against Tom Brady and Rodgers and all of them because they seem like patriots. But okay, they're coming out against the vaccine and masks. Great. Hey, guys, how about you coming out against it all? Because we don't have much time left. They are killing the soil of the planet. Aluminum doesn't just give you Alzheimer's. A very small amount of nano-sized aluminum kills the bacteria and the life in the soil. They're murdering the earth, but they're the environmentalists, so it's liberal. They're doing it to save you from the sun while they kill the earth.
Is prepare for war.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. You ignore this information at your peril. There's NBC News reporting the chemtrails that don't exist.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at PrepareWithAlex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at PrepareWithAlex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, when I look at Rachel Maddow or Chris Hayes drooling and hoping for the prospect of my arrest for January 6th, when they know the federal government stood down, they knew there was 1,000 federal commandos there that watched what happened and watched me try to stop people going in the building and watch the police stand down. When I sit there and see that, I don't get mad at Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes and the rest of those people when I see those clips. I realize they're just paid-for mercenary cannon fodder being paid by Big Pharma and by the power structure on record.
I mean, you look at leftist programs, even the smaller podcasts and YouTube channels, and they are just flooded with BlackRock and with Vanguard and with J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Raytheon and weapons makers. I mean, they are working for the man. And, you know, you see people smart enough that are already their own person, like a Bill Maher trying to get away from it, or a Joe Rogan getting away from it, or a Tucker Carlson getting away from it. But then you see the real cannon fodder of this, and it makes you sad. And so I get sent without even looking, no matter if it's a desktop or my phone, Young Turks, a bunch of other shows, and I even delete my history just so I get a fresh thing, and it's still the same stuff. And I look at it and I watch it, and so this morning I'm sitting there in the bathtub at like 6 a.m. drinking a coffee, and I got an iPad, and I'm sitting there, and it's just feeding me this. So I watched a couple videos, and it was like, the Build Back Better is paid for, and $5 trillion of spending doesn't create inflation because it's paid for. I mean, like, 2 plus 2 equals 5,000. I mean, we're talking cuckoo land. And then I see another clip, I click on that, and of course you can see all these hosts saying the same thing in the same order, like all the nightly news things, you know, sponsored by Pfizer. And it's, oh, we're taking calls. Of course, leftists can't actually take live calls. They can't control that. They might actually get confronted, and they can't have that. So they take calls to an answering machine, and then on the answering machine, they play the clip, and it's like, I'm so afraid the right-wingers are going to put us in camps. You know, they're going to have a dictatorship. What do we do? It's like, well, we're fighting hard. Maybe we'll keep them from putting us in camps. The left works for the big corporations. The left is censoring everybody. The left is saying arrest their opposition. The left is now in the news saying Republicans shouldn't be able to go to college because they're part of a hate group. They're pulling down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And so I saw this clip, and I didn't watch this guy when he had my ex-wife on. I didn't see the news feeding it. And I didn't watch it when he normally talks about me, because that's not interesting. But I have, because it's in my feed, watched it, and you hear these talking points, and you hear the projection. You know, the Republicans are going to put us in camps. The Republicans are going to create a dictatorship. And you know what? Yeah, the rhino neocon Republicans that actually run the Democratic Party and launch all those wars killing millions of people, they actually want that. I mean, the Atlantic Monthly, all these people, they do want to arrest their opposition. So, yeah, the Republicans, organizations that are anti-Alex Jones, anti-free speech, there are a bunch of those people, like the Lincoln Project. But no, he's talking specifically about Trump people, specifically about people like us. I mean, you never see the left criticizing their leaders. I criticize Trump all the time. I've got big problems with him. But you hear this, and it's such a murder of the truth. It's such an inversion of reality that it makes your head spin. And they sit there pathetically wanting to be leaders, you know, trying to win the establishment bootlicker award and pushed by the system and the whole system controlling and bullying and dominating and other YouTubers. Oh, no one's going to try to make you take a shot now 6 months later. Well, of course, you've got to take the shot. It's just incredible to watch them sign on to this and to look at the bottom of the barrel, because even Brian Williams knew to finally give up, had no ratings, everyone hated him, everybody remembered he was a liar about being shot down in a helicopter. But see, these people are like 10 rows down from Brian Williams, and they're never going to give up, because they're all hoping for that slot with the 200,000 viewers on MSNBC. They're all hoping to be a real boy. If they could just censor right and just twist right and just follow the talking points just right, maybe they could be somebody. And so they want to demoralize us. They want to break our will. And they're not breaking our will the way they think. But how pathetic and sad they are does hurt me. It really does. I mean, I would think they couldn't get anybody to carry this evil out at this point. I saw another clip he did, like I mentioned. I started watching like three or four of them, where he's like, it's ridiculous. Why, the Build Back Better program is all paid for, and trillions of spending doesn't create inflation, and it's just like, yeah, pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting it on fire doesn't do it either. I mean, it's just pathetic. That money he's getting won't be worth anything once this program gets in place. So people like Pac-Man, who thinks he's gobbling through our freedoms and winning, he's destroying his own future. He's pretending he's an intellectual. He's pretending he's here to save everybody. He's pretending he's fighting the man and people that want to create a dictatorship, when we have a corporate big tech censorship, surveillance dictatorship in place now, debanking millions of people and announcing it wants a civil war and all this crap. Just the betrayal of humanity, the patheticness of it, is just so sad. Here it is.
Hi, David. I just heard you say on the stream that if the United States becomes a full-blown dictatorship by 2024,
yeah,
you will be leaving the country. So I've been thinking about this a lot myself, and is it
by the way, stop this. Back it up to the first. I'm going to put the whole 2.5-minute clip. We'll go to break and come back with this. He admits it's a voicemail, but he sits there and has a conversation with it because, again, they won't have anybody live. So even that's a deception. It's like looking at pure deception it's bizarre. Start it over. Oh, you cut the front part off. No. I want the front part. I want the front part where he's like up there. Okay, here's our voice line. Here's how you call. And then we censor and decide what we want. I mean, it's all just like these weird, weak people seeking power and seeking control. And, oh, there's a dictatorship. Oh, God, we better flee to another country. There's a dictatorship. They had a Rasmussen poll and a bunch of others where 48% of Democrats want to put unvaccinated in camps. China is putting people that don't submit to them in camps. You people are in a biomedical tyranny. But again, that's what betas do. They follow. And they're scared, and they know the system's corrupt, and they know it's scary, and they go, well, I'm just going to sell out to the system and make excuses because I want to be a winner. It's like in 300 where the hunchback goes out and sells them out because he wants to be a general. But you're not really a general. You're a joke. And it's so mind-blowing. We're going to go to break. Please remember, you piss off the leftists, you piss off the globalists, and you stop them and their evil operations when you take the live feeds from the Vanguard of Liberty, Infowars.com/show, and FreeWorldNews.tv, and FutureNews.news. That's the new link to promote. And, of course, Band.video, and you share those articles and those videos. It pisses the left off to no end that we exist to call out their gaslighting, because they want full gaslighting power over everyone to tell them up is down and down is up, and that men can have babies, and that women, you know, and all this crap. They're cultists. They're Kool-Aid masters. They want control of your mind because they got left in their crib when they were little and mommy didn't come back all day and they crapped in their diapers. And they have small, shriveled brains. I'm not being mean. That's why they project their hate on us, because they hate themselves. We love them, even though their mommies didn't take care of them.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is again, amazing for your immune system and so much more. And, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
So now we look at the spirit of Judas Iscariot, betraying themselves, betraying humanity, serving Soros, serving Schwab, serving Biden, serving Fauci. And then I've got some more news I want to hit here. So this is just a snapshot of the bizarreness of acting like a tape call is a call and then nodding with it and talking to it because you're so scared to actually talk to people and give them the power of being live. That's what the left always claims. Jones has fake callers. Jones has fake reviews because they're fake, because they rig everything, because they're so scared they got to control it all. And then to hear, because we just showed you the Rasmussen poll, nobody wants to put you in a camp that's a Democrat. Nobody wants to arrest you. Nobody wants to have political prisoners. No, 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 no. That's the Republicans that support Trump, who are the ragtag group trying to get back control of the country. But could we get martial law to Republicans? Absolutely. Could that party be just as bad with neocons running it? Yes. But the neocons are allied with the Democrats. They're the ones pushing all this on record. Here it is.
We have a voicemail number. That number is 2192-DAVID-P. Here's a voicemail I received with a very practical question about if it came time to leave the country, would you still be able to leave the country? It's a very good question.
Hi, David. I just heard you say on the stream that if the United States becomes a full-blown dictatorship by 2024,
yeah,
you will be leaving the country. So I've been thinking about this a lot myself. And is it too late? If you wait until it's a full-blown dictatorship, will you even be able to leave the country? If you're that concerned about it happening, should you be making plans to leave before it goes full-blown dictatorship?
Yeah, this is a fair question, which is like...
All right, hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. I'm not going to edit this. I want you to hear it in its congruency. They admit, and I've played the clips from the Davos Group, the UN, all of it, that it's a world ID where you won't be able to travel or leave your house, quote, one half foot if you don't have the vaccine passport. And I have a whole stack of articles I'll show you about that. And they're saying that Republicans are the ones that passed the law to put kill switches in all the cars, which is now law. And, I mean, the Republicans are horrible, weak, pathetic, cowardly folks on average. I don't like them. But they're not the people in the driver's seat like the Democrats. And imagine, though, this fear porn. The Trump supporters are going to have a dictatorship. Are you kidding? George Soros has got almost every district attorney and attorney general under his control. And you sit there and act like you're not the establishment. That is a lie on its face. Continue with this garbage.
This is a fair question, which is like, if things completely changed overnight in the U.S. and all of a sudden no one was allowed to leave, the plan of saying I will stay if and until it gets really bad doesn't work, because if it got so bad, you wouldn't be allowed to leave. I don't, you know, when we talk about the Canadian political scientist who said the U.S. could be.
Yeah, back it up 5 seconds. No, exactly. No. Let's say you've got the media. You've got the universities, you've got the military, you've got the banks, you've got Hollywood, and you're like, hey, don't worry, you don't need to leave. We're raping America really good. We got drag queen story time going on, okay? We got devaluation of the dollar. We got Cloward Pivot. We're gutting this bitch. We're revolutionaries. We're alpha males. We're going to screw this country like a tied billy goat. That's a little translation. The exhilaration of joining with evil, the exhilaration of joining with the UN, the exhilaration of joining with Klaus Schwab, the exhilaration of, you're a team player, you get lots of money now. Let's continue.
U.S. could be a dictatorship by 2030 or whatever else the case may be. I believe that it would be a continued slow slide in that direction. And I am counting on the
more projection, that's what they're doing to it.
That I would have time to get out if such a time came. Now, would I... If it's so slow that the frog doesn't realize it's getting burned, right?
Total projection.
Would I know when it's time to leave? These are all fair questions, but I don't think it would be like an overnight, no more flights out.
So they're doing this to us. Classical corporate takeover, censorship, debanking, arrest, tyranny, collapsing. And then he's talking about them as victims. Talk about a fantasy. Talk about a simulation. He's in his own, but he knows it's not a simulation. He loves this for his little groveling followers that actually drink this Kool-Aid. Let's continue.
But maybe some people in the audience have a different perspective. On the bonus show today, we will talk about the 5G.
Right, that's enough. Oh, the bonus show where you want to make money. Everybody else that makes money to fund themselves is bad. If I was telling my children who not to be, it's that guy. I mean, he's a disgrace. And I don't say that like, God, I feel good about myself. No, he makes me feel pathetic. Look at those eyes, man. That dude is gone, ladies and gentlemen. Thank your lucky stars. Every day you're not Dave Pakman. Look at that. That is a frickin' predator right there who thinks he's smarter than you, thinks he's better than you, and he's going to beat you, he thinks. No, Joe Rogan and Bill Maher, they're all smarter than you, big man. Because, you know, they've played both sides, but now they know who's going to win. You're on the wrong side of history. And I'm so sorry for what's going to happen to you by your own decisions. But he's an archetype, a sample out of the fetid latrine or cesspool that is the system. That's the vanguard, that's the stay behind network, that's the scorched earth leavings they've got as the globalists back off to armored fortresses. and dig into their underground bases, literally. You think the people that have the underground bases call up people like Pac-Man? No. Pac-Man never talked to the New World Order. Pac-Man never tried to get hired by the Kissinger Group because Pac-Man's a loser. He's a sellout. He's not a real man. He's not a knight at the round table. He didn't actually have a real discussion with the power structure he worships. See, I said no to the evil power structure. Not because I was a hero, but because I had God. I had a connection to the infinite. I knew this was a failure. This was not good. I didn't join with God and justice because I was a good person. I did it because I had discernment and wanted to be with God. Mr. Pac-Man is not with God. And he is everything you don't want to be. All right, I'm done talking about him. I got a clip here I want to play that is important. Listen to this. The Canadian Broadcasting Company, state-run, controlled by Trudeau, says that without any evidence, the Russians are in control of the trucker convoy. You know, they don't want to take forced injections of an mRNA experimental shot. They don't want to stay locked up in their houses until they can't have their neighbors over. They don't want to live under martial law. So because they want freedom, the Russians are in control. That's right. Because, see, the globalists know their weaknesses. They're a foreign multinational corporate takeover. It's like, well, we're a foreign takeover. What do we do? Well, Jones is trying to expose Klaus Schwab of the UN takeover. People can galvanize against us. Well, just say it's the Russians, because we're all Chinese agents on the globalist side, you know, they're saying. So let's just say we're Russians, because the Russians don't have their act together. We can bully them again. And that's it. So here's the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting System Company, telling you the Russians. That's right. When you stand out in the cold, you drive your truck into us. You didn't do that yourself. The Russians were in control of your mind. Here it is.
You know, given Canada's support of Ukraine in this current crisis with Russia, I don't know if it's far-fetched to ask, but there is concern that Russian actors could be continuing to fuel things as this protest grows, but perhaps even instigating it from the outset.
Well, again, I'm going to defer to our partners in the public safety, the trained officials and experts in that area.
So that's like saying little green men from Mars could be doing it, or maybe unicorns are doing it, or maybe witches on brooms. I mean, give me a break. The Russians have the biggest country in the world. They can't even run their own country. They're under globalist attack. But they're not giving in to the New World Order and the Hollywood pedophiles, and that's why the system's pissed. So let me just warn everybody that serves this evil system. The pedophile rings are getting exposed. Your programs are going down, and nothing on earth is going to stop that. Just know that. I'm going to end this transmission. Who's hosting Saturday Night Live tonight, guys? Owen, the cuck destroyer, Schroyer, is going to cover Canadian truckers and the latest developments, world rejecting globalism, and your phone calls for 2 hours straight with Sunday Live that exists in defiance of the New World Order. Remember, we're not funded by Soros or Google. We're funded by you. And the sale ends tomorrow. 40% off Rainforest Plus. 40% off our multivitamin. 40% off our super vitamin C rose hips zinc combo. Please keep us on air. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back with Hour 3 and 4 with Owen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.